The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبو القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Brothers and sisters, Tawheed. What we're doing is we're going to talk about in that book that we're reading, Tawheed, an Islamic worldview. Tawheed, an Islamic worldview. What we're going to try and come up with or come to understand, because this will be the first of six lectures by the leader on the concept of Tawheed. Six takes on the concept of Tawheed by looking at the ayat of the Quran. We're going to ask ourselves this question, what is Quranic Tawheed? There is something though that I'd like to share. Sometimes sessions of Quranic Aqa'id could possibly seem dry, right? We're learning our aqidah. We're trying to relearn Islam according to the sources. And then after that, once we've understood, to do our job in the clarification jihad. But it might seem that sometimes when we're learning Tawheed, we're looking at ayat of the Quran that are talking about the oneness of God, maybe it could seem dry. So, what I want to do is to remind us a little bit about the thawab of what we're doing as a community. If we understood the thawab of what we're doing as a community, we'd be more engaged in this process. There's a principle, brothers and sisters, that I have to share. The principle first. The principle is this. The more correct our aqidah is, the deeper our beliefs are, our aqidah is, the more ready we are to achieve the station of sincere servitude and all of those spiritual rewards. Correct aqidah, that's the first part. Correct aqidah comes when we apply the intellect. Story now. This is now from Imam Sadiq. Remember, what we're trying to do is to remember or remind ourselves, what is the thawab of reading a book like this? We're reading it even before we come here. Then we're pondering together and trying to draw the Quranic aqidah from the ayat of the Quran. So once a man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he came to the Imam, this man was very impressed with such and such individual. So he starts telling the Imam, such and such, he is an abid, he is so great, he does so much worship, he does this, he does that. Right? The guy is very impressed. And then the Imam asked him an interesting question. The Imam said, what is his intellect like? The guy was blown away by the amal, but the Imam said, what is his aql like? And the guy answered honestly, well, I don't know what his aql is like. And then the Imam said these words, إِنَّ الثَّوَابْ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ الْعَقْلِ. The thawab is based on the extent of the aql. Not about how gifted or talented somebody is, that I have photographic memory. No, no. Applying the intellect, trying to understand Islam, embracing the Quranic concepts as they are, unfiltered. The Imam told a story. The Imam said that amongst the children of Israel, there was an abid. And this abid was worshiping Allah, and he was worshiping Allah like something else. To the extent that one of the malaika saw the abid, and he was so impressed with the abid that the angel asked Allah, can I please see the thawab that this abid is getting? So Allah kindly allowed the angel, who was curious, to see the thawab of the abid. And the abid was really going at it. When the angel saw the amount of thawab, he wasn't very impressed. The angel was thinking he would get his mind blown when he saw the thawab that this guy was getting, but the angel wasn't very impressed. And God told him that he rewards based on the intellect. God said, I want you to accompany the abid. Spend some time with him. So the angel came to the earth in a human form. Came over to the abid. And the abid was worshiping on this lush green island. It was perfect. And the abid day, night, worship. So when he came to the abid, who are you? And he said, I'm also an abid. I'm also a worshiper. He said, but the news of your worship and your jihad fi sabilillah, how hard you're pushing yourself, this, it reached me. I wanted to come and spend some time with you. So one whole day, the angel was with the abid. And they were worshiping and worshiping and worshiping. The next day, the angel decided to strike up a conversation and ask a question. So the angel turned to the abid and he said, you know, this island that we're on, this is perfect. It's so green, it's so lush, it's so wonderful. You know, it's as if this place was just made for worship. It's so perfect. Starting a conversation. Then the abid turned to the angel and he told the angel, he said, well, you know, I get it. It's green, it's lush, I get all of that. But you know, it's not perfect. So the angel was kind of taken aback. He said, it's not perfect? He said, no, it's not perfect, you know. He says, because Allah doesn't have a donkey. And the angels, Allah doesn't have a donkey? He said, no, Allah doesn't have a donkey. He was like, if Allah had a donkey, you see all this green grass over here? It wouldn't be going to Israf. There will be a donkey here, he'll be eating. Allah doesn't even have a donkey. At that stage, then Allah told the angel, because now the angel understood why he had gotten so little thawab. Allah told the angel this. He says, "Innama uthibu ala qadri aqlih." I only reward him to the extent of his aql. How much did he apply himself to try and understand the big picture? What are we doing? What is Islam say? What is the Quranic aqidah? Question now. Imagine we go through a book like this, right? We're reading this book, we're pondering, we're thinking, and the conclusion that we reach isn't one that makes me come to the assistance of Allah's religion. If it isn't the case that after understanding the Quran, I come to the assistance of the Hussein of the time, I don't go against the Fir'aun and the Yazid and the, right? What's wrong with the aqidah?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Ali. غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.